Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Monday, June 8th, and today I want to ask you the question, how much is your need to be liked by other people affecting the decisions that you make every single day? I have the opportunity to talk to men all over the world, whether it's in person, it's on the phone, through my weekly one-on-one coaching, or through emails. And many men are honest with themselves, and they understand that their need to be liked. Worrying too much about what other people think is a weakness. It's something that they want to overcome. They see how it's affecting a lot of the decisions that they make in their lives as they strive to reach their goals and to create a better overall quality of life, not only for themselves, for their families. So if you have that challenge, I want you to know you are in very good company. It's very common amongst successful men and men who aren't so successful quite yet. Older established men and, you know, younger men who are just getting going with their adult life. So that's the first thing I want you to understand. It's a very common challenge amongst men like you and me, myself included. What I want you to think about is, how much is that need to be liked affecting every single decision you make every single day? I think a lot of men understand they have this challenge. What I don't know is how much they understand its impact. And I'm not going to be able to solve that entire challenge and bring total enlightenment on this topic in one video. I'm sure I will do some follow-up videos on this topic. But I just want you to start thinking about that right now. Again, how is it affecting not just the big decisions, but the little decisions and everything in between? I think you're going to find out if you acknowledge the fact that you have this challenge, that it's going to affect a lot of things and a lot of decisions that you may not realize. And I know a lot of men who just can't understand why they're so talented. They're so determined, they're so driven, they want to take care of their family at the highest level, but they can't align all those talents and resources and abilities to make it actually happen. And what I found is, even through the best of us, it comes down to that need to be liked. Now, let me just say this. Your desire to be liked by other people, that has a lot of benefits. Sometimes we have to be more accountable to other people. That's what drives us. That's what makes us push a little harder or follow through. We'll sometimes come through for other people, or the fear of letting other people down. We'll do that. We'll be more motivated to do that sometimes than just letting ourselves down, right? So there are a lot of benefits to being driven by worrying about what other people think. It makes us raise our standards. What I found, though, is that it usually leaves us empty. It leaves us feeling out of control when we depend on the thoughts, feelings, emotions of other people, and that's having such an impact on the direction of our lives. So it's one of those seemingly beneficial qualities that you could have, but it's only going to take you so far. And usually it's going to limit that overall growth that you want, that overall potential, and certainly that overall happiness. So this is a very important topic. I just want to introduce this new way of thinking to you if you really haven't thought a lot about it. And the other thing I want to accomplish in this video is, if you know this is a challenge, I want you to know that you are in very good company. So I'll leave it there. If you have any questions or comments, make sure that you leave me an email. You send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I get so many. I answer all of my emails, as my passion is to help you take your life to the next level. Hey, no matter where you are on your journey, keep on keeping on. Keep on pressing forward. Keep on working to figure out the combination to this lock, so to speak. The rules to the game of life so you can actually win it. And it doesn't matter If you feel as though you should have had your life together 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it's not too late to be great, and I am here to help you on this journey. So thanks for watching this video. This is a subject we'll talk about a lot more. Have a great day.